Hi, this is Dr. John Day. Welcome to podcast number 165. How much water should you drink? The top 10 hydration myths. Everyone knows the answer to how much water should you drink is 8 glasses, right? In this podcast, I will answer how much water you should drink and debunk the top 10 hydration myths based on the latest medical science. So let's just jump right into it. The top 10 hydration myths. Myth number one, drink 8 glasses of water. The biggest hydration myth is that you must drink 8 glasses of water every day. Even my children have been taught this in school. Guess what? No medical study has ever shown that you need 8 glasses of water. The best medical studies I could find recommended 5 and 6 glasses daily. The first was a study of 20,297 Seventh-day Adventists, which showed that drinking 5 or more glasses of water each day was associated with a 50% decreased risk of a heart attack. So get 5 glasses of water in and cut your heart attack risk by 50%. Now, this was just an observational study. It doesn't prove causation. It just may be that healthier people like drinking water. The second study recommended 6 glasses of water, and it included 47,909 people. In this study, those drinking 6 or more cups of water were observed to have a 51% lower risk of bladder cancer, and that's when you compared them to people who only drink 1 cup daily. As I mentioned, both of these studies should be interpreted with caution. Take them with a grain of salt, as they were just observational studies. These studies don't prove that water was the reason why people had 50% less heart attacks or 51% less bladder cancer. An alternative explanation for these findings is that water drinkers, studies show anyway, that water drinkers are more health conscientious. Water drinkers eat a healthier diet. Water drinkers are more likely to be exercising. So, where did this 8 glasses a day myth originate? My best guess is that it came from a 1945 publication by the National Research Foundation. This 1945 report wasn't based on any medical studies. Since 1945, the recommendation to drink 8 glasses of water every day has become urban legend, and, well, the rest is history. So, that's myth number one. Myth number two, caffeinated drinks dehydrate you. The second biggest hydration myth is that caffeinated drinks dehydrate you. When put to the test in a medical study, this was simply not true. In fact, there was no significant difference in how well a caffeinated drink, such as a carbonated beverage or coffee, hydrated you compared to water. While I would never recommend that you drink anything other than water, the take-home message of the study is that any drink hydrates you. Number three, you can't drink enough water. With all of the sensationalized media reports every summer of people dying from dehydration, many people now carry around huge water jugs and they're drinking water all day long. And so my question is, can you get too much of a good thing? The answer is yes. There is actually a medical condition called water intoxication. If you drink too much water, it can cause hyponatremia. Hyponatremia occurs when sodium levels are too low in the blood. When this happens, it can cause confusion, brain swelling, and even death. Interestingly, one study found that 13% of Boston Marathon runners had hyponatremia at the end of their marathon. This is because they replaced all of their sweat loss with water rather than also include electrolytes. Of course, they also did a lot of sports drinks as well, but water, sports drinks couldn't replace everything. And the key point of this study is that drinking water in moderation is best. For those with high sweat losses, like exercising outside on a hot day, you will also need electrolytes in addition to water. Number four, you need sports drinks when exercising. Does the risk of hyponatremia with exercise mean that you need to start drinking Gatorade when working out? Absolutely not. Sports drinks are nothing more than sugar water with a few electrolytes. Fortunately, even if you do sweat a lot, you can get all the electrolytes you need from eating real food. For example, you can get all the magnesium you need from nuts, seeds, and greens. Table salt or tomato juice will get you the sodium that you need, and fruits and vegetables pack in the potassium. Number 5. You can't rely on your thirst. Many internet reports will tell you that you can't rely on your thirst. According to these reports, once you are thirsty, it's too late. You're already dehydrated. However, that is not quite the opinion of the world's leading scientists on this issue. As published in the Clinical Journal of Sports Medicine, the world's leading scientists came to the conclusion that thirst is the best way to know if you need water or not in an athletic competition. They found that people who overhydrate were more likely to get into trouble than people who let thirst guide their drinking. The take-home message here is that if you are thirsty, you are probably low on water, but not yet to the point of dehydration. Indeed, many leading scientists feel that if marathon runners simply let their thirst guide rehydration, hyponatremia could be largely avoided. Number 6, drink until your pee is clear. You've heard the recommendation, keep drinking until your pee is clear. The reality is that if your urine is totally clear, then you're probably overhydrated. Ideally, your urine should be pale or have a slight color to it. Number 7, yellow urine is a sign of dehydration. It is true that your urine is yellow when you are dehydrated. However, it is also true that if you're taking a multivitamin containing riboflavin or vitamin B2, your urine will also be yellow. Thus, the only time yellow urine is a sign of dehydration is if you don't take the multivitamin. Number 8, drinking extra water gives you beautiful skin. Once again, internet reports and articles and women's magazines would have you believe that if you simply drink water all day long, your skin will be beautiful. Unfortunately, there's no proof. Indeed, a study looking at skin beauty and water consumption found absolutely no relationship. Number 9, drinking extra water flushes out toxins. Of course, you need to drink the right amount of water for your kidneys and the rest of your body to do its job. However, there is no scientific proof that drinking more water than what your body needs helps the kidneys to flush out toxins. The one possible exception is that in those with a history of kidney stones, drinking extra water may help to prevent further stones from forming. Number 10, food doesn't count as water. Studies show that even on the standard American diet, which, as you know, is very low in fruits, very low in vegetables, you can still get 22% of your water needs, your daily water needs, just from food. Of course, studies also show that people in Asia and Mediterranean countries, where fruits and vegetables are commonly eaten, you can get much more of your daily water needs from food. So, how much water should you really drink? Feeling confused? You're not alone. The truth is that everyone is different, depending on your size, the temperature, how active you are, your food choices, etc. You will need a different amount of water each day. There is no universal recommendation on how much water you should drink. So, be curious. Observe your body. You will learn exactly how much water your body needs if you just observe. Rather than focusing in on a specific number of glasses when it comes to hydration, studies show that common sense is best. So let me give you my 4 common sense tips to avoid dehydration and stay healthy when it comes to hydration this summer. Number 1, have a glass of water soon after awakening in the morning. Number 2, drink if you're thirsty. Number 3, quickly rehydrate if you see that your urine is too concentrated. Number 4, drink more if you are sweating. So my question to you is, how do you make sure you're getting the right amount of water your body needs? I would love to hear from you. Go on to my website, drjohnday.com. Go to blog number 165, how much water should you drink, the top 10 myths, then scroll all the way down to the bottom, leave your comments, post your questions. I'll do my best to answer everything. Do you like what you've listened to? If so, tell a friend. Rate me on iTunes, Stitcher Radio. This is how we can get our message out to help even more people. And if you haven't yet signed up for my newsletter, now's the time. And until our next podcast, keep living better.
Thank you for listening to the Dr. John Day Show. Now is the time for you to live better. Go to drjohnday.com to sign up for Dr. Day's newsletter, daily success tools, and more. It's never too late to change.